This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. The sound created by the Oslo Chamber Choir is a bit like a delectable cream cake, where each layer enhances the next. What you put in between those layers can dramatically change the flavor. That's what artistic director Håkon Daniel Nystedt discovered when he first heard the Oslo Chamber Choir, whose newest recording, titled Street or Struggle, blends traditional Norwegian folk music with classical music. According to Nystedt, the common denominator between religious folk tunes and classical church music is that both are about longing. While classical music attempts to describe the object of longing, folk tunes seek to describe the longing itself. As the music gels, something lets go, creating a magical musical experience. Håkon Daniel Nystedt is the grandson of renowned Norwegian choral composer Knut Nystedt. Håkon looked to his grandfather for musical inspiration and to his teacher, Greta Petersen, the founder of the Oslo Chamber Choir. Håkon says being selected to follow in her footsteps as the artistic director 4 years ago was a tremendous honor.
Since I was young, I had had this dream of working with Norwegian folk music in choir. And then I heard the Oslo Chamber Choir do it, and I thought, wow, this is exactly it. This is what I was thinking about. And I was in a concert, and I was so amazed by it. So when they asked if I would apply, I was honored, and when they, in the end, chose me, it was such fantastic honor for me. And also when we started to know each other, this contact I have not experienced with any other ensemble.
On their new recording, the Oslo Chamber Choir sings traditional folk music, classical music, and then there are times when the two combine in the same piece to fulfill the idea of longing. Soloist Liv Ulvik opens a piece which combines a traditional ballad, Sir Ul, with a song of mourning by Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg.
The folk music song is about a man called Ule that is getting a message about his girlfriend is dead and he's going away to attend the funeral. And in the end, he actually dies of sorrow. And this Grieg is about the funeral of a young wife and about the husband standing and weeping by the side. So it's extremely tragic, both of them.
Anton Bruckner was an Austrian composer, a talented organist, and a devout Catholic. He composed a motet for the consecration of a new church called Lucas Iste, which means, "This place was made by God." As the Oslo Chamber Choir sings that motet, soloist Sandra Bratland sings the psalm, "Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus." This was the first piece Håkon Daniel Nystedt put together for the ensemble, and he was wondering what the reaction might be.
Because the folk music tune is in E minor and the Bruckner is in C major. Of course, you can move the folk tunes in every key you want, but I think it is putting each other in a very interesting light with these two together.
When My Eye, Tired by Toil is a traditional Norwegian song. Håkon Nystedt explains how it grows into an expressive orchestral arc as the ensemble sings of a longing for the next world.
It has this long stretching. It starts down here on earth when my eye is heavy with tears, but I'm looking upwards. And then during the song, it goes up and it's almost like you are in heaven already. But in the last verse, you remember, no, I'm actually still down here, and it ends with, "When will you get me from here?"
On their new recording titled Street or Struggle, Håkon Daniel Nystedt and the Oslo Chamber Choir explore what folk melodies and classical music have in common, a sense of longing, which will keep you longing for more. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.